Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, you're going to hear some of the worst pastoral advice ever. Now, it's going to be no surprise where it comes from, but when you hear this, it will leave you speechless. Because a biblical pastor would never say something like this. So are you ready? Let's go.
There's just signs that make you wonder. And it's really a big deal that we have things we can't explain or understand or control. I've wondered if it's okay for us to run to a corner of a room and stand and watch and take pictures. I think he rather enjoys it. I think as long as we don't prostitute it, for our glory, as long as we give him glory and celebrate. It feels like children, you know, just discovering him. You know, we don't seek for signs, but we don't ignore them either. It's kind of dumb if he shows up in a cloud, you go. I don't want to be distracted. I invite all of his distractions.
Well, I just wanted to start out this episode by reminding you of the gimmicks and the craziness that Bethel Church in Redding, California uses. It is deceiving people around the world. They pour Hobby Lobby glitter into their ventilation system and claims it's a glory cloud and God has shown up. Oh boy. No, think about that for just a second. I mean, if the glory of God truly fell in a room, people wouldn't be shouting and taking pictures, no, this is so cool, and jumping up and down. Not at all. They would be dead. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, "Then the house of Yahweh was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Yahweh filled the house of God." Also, God said in Exodus chapter 33, verse 22, "And it will come about, while my glory is passing by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by." Now, I want to point out something in both of those verses that we just read. The glory of God was so intense that it caused two distinct things to happen. First of all, no one could look at it directly. And second of all, people had to cease or stop what they were doing. They couldn't continue their activities. Yet people at Bethel claim that the glory clouds and angel feathers and gold dust falls from the ceiling on a regular basis. And they run around and they shout and they take pictures and they dance all over the place.
That's right here. That come up right here. It's coming up right from here.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Look at it.
Look at it.
Yeah, yours is all sparkly.
Yeah, you're right here.
I want to make it very clear that what you just saw and what you're seeing is pure manipulation. It's an attempt to convince people that their so-called church is biblical, that God's showing up, he approves of this place, when he absolutely does not. But let's get to the video in question today, because what you're about to see is some of the worst advice I've ever seen from a pastor. It made my skin crawl, and you need to hear it. So let's watch it. I'll break it down after we're done, and you're going to see why it's extremely wrong.
You know, people come to me. They say, "Bill," I said, "I want you to pray for me." I said, "Well, sure. What do you want me to pray for?" So I just need to go know God's will for my life. I said, "Well, that was easy. It's a heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse lepers." And they look, you know, well, what I meant was, you know, should I be a school teacher or a missionary? I'll just pick one. Then heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse lepers. Well, what I really meant was, I don't know if I should be married or single. I go, well, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be married. I said, then get married, then heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse lepers. You can't do everything else but what he said to do and feel good about life.
Wow. Did you hear that load of nonsense? Let's break it down really quick to show you how false Bill Johnson is and how deceived the people are that listen to him. So Bill starts off by saying that people come to him and ask him for prayer regarding the will of God in their life. Now that sounds good, you know, that sounds kind of biblical, but sadly it's not, especially the way he handles it. See, a biblical pastor would respond differently with such things like, yes, I will pray for you, or what do you feel called to do? Or let me take you to scripture and show you what God has to say. And let's do that. Let's look at John chapter 6, verse 40. It says, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. See, at the most basic foundational level, the will of God for us is to repent of our sin, to believe the gospel, and to trust in Jesus. Now, I want you to put that together with 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. It says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So according to the Bible, we are to seek Jesus and glorify God. But according to Bill Johnson, we're to seek to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. Notice the difference in where the emphasis is put. Now, just so we're clear, what Bill did say is partially true. I know that's shocking. But sadly, he ripped a verse completely out of context and made it about us when it's clearly not about us. Let's look at the verse in question. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10. Let's start in verse 1, which says, and summoning the 12 disciples, Jesus gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. So that was Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. If you look at verses 2 through 4, Matthew named the 12 that were given this authority. Notice that your and my names were not mentioned, only the 12 disciples.
The Bible's not about you.
Now go to verse 5. It says, these 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, saying, do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans. So I hope you see right there that Jesus is specifically talking to his 12 disciples, not to us. And now that we know the audience, let's look at the verses that Bill completely ripped out of context. Let's go to verses 7 and 8 of Matthew chapter 10. It says, and as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Now, did you notice right there in what I read, who Jesus commanded to go and do these things? In context, we see it was the 12 disciples, not us. But watch again how Bill minimizes people's need for prayer and emphasizes the twisting of God's word. Watch this.
Well, what I meant was, you know, should I be a school teacher or a missionary? Just pick one. Then heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse lepers. Well, what I really meant was, I don't know if I should be married or single. I go, well, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be married. I said, then get married, then heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse lepers.
All right, say it with me. Said no verse ever. This is pure garbage teaching, and it's totally unbiblical, and I'm going to show you why. Remember that false teachers will always isolate a verse to make it say whatever they want it to say, but they conveniently leave out important verses before or after the verse they rip out of context. In this case, it's verses 6, 9, and 10. Verse 6, Jesus tells his disciples where to go. Where was that? To the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And in verse 9 and 10, Jesus is telling them not to accept money or to take money with them, because he is giving specific instructions to his 12 disciples, not for believers today. The problem with this kind of nonsense is it's a lie and is deceiving people rather than helping them. See, people are hurting and need direction and prayer, and Bill Johnson is telling them to go do something that he and they cannot do.
Everyone in the New Testament who had the power to exorcise a demon also had the power to heal the sick and raise the dead. So if you have the power to exorcise a demon, if that's what you, Christian, think you have, then go down to your local hospital and clean it out. Heal everybody in there. Go down to the local mortuary and clean it out. Raise everybody from the dead that's in there.
Exactly.
In the New Testament, everyone who had the power over evil spirits also had power to heal the sick and raise the dead.
See, we have no power today to heal the sick or to raise the dead or to cleanse lepers or to cast out demons. But Bill Johnson teaches false doctrine that says it's always God's will to heal.
Does God ever cause sickness? Does God ever choose not to heal? What was Paul's thorn in the flesh? Jesus was, these are three really easy questions. Which, Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of a boat in the middle of a life-threatening storm. He was sleeping because the world he was living in had no storm. He was living in a realm of kingdom reality. He was actually living in a realm called peace. When they woke him up, he stood, looked at the storm, and it says he released peace over the storm. Now, how did he release peace? Because he had it to give. We know he had it because he slept in the storm. So you can only give away what you have. Can God give away sickness? No, he's not sick. You can't give cancer if you don't have it. Question number two. Does God ever choose not to heal? No.
See, Bill Johnson constantly teaches false doctrine and says that we can do the same things that Jesus did.
They learned, in a sense, the secret of Jesus' life and ministry, that he was a man of the Spirit, a man of the Spirit of God. I sometimes emphasize the humanity of Jesus only because I want to make sure that we understand that Jesus gave us an example that's followable.
And like I've said many times on this program before, why would you believe a pastor who preaches something that he doesn't practice himself? I mean, Bill says right there many times, you saw in that clip, that we're supposed to raise the dead. Yet Bill's wife died, and a little girl named Olive, who was 2 years old, who went to Bethel Church, died. Yet no one, including Bill, could raise either of them from the dead. Bill also has prescription glasses, which means he has bad eyesight. Yet no one there has healed him of his illness or his sickness. See, the issue is that Jesus gave that authority to a select few and for a limited time. Now, why is that? It was to authenticate the message that they were preaching and to show people around that they were from the Lord. Look at verse 7, right before the whole heal the sick, raise the dead verse in question. It says, "And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." See, the 12 disciples were sent to preach and to call people to repent. And the power they were given was to show that they were sent by the Lord. But I want to remind you of the last part that Bill said, which is pure evil.
You can't do everything else but what he said to do and feel good about life.
That was pure evil. So according to Bill Johnson, you can't do everything else except what Jesus said to do and still feel good about yourself. What? Are you kidding me? I mean, so that means if you don't raise the dead or cast out demons or heal the sick, you should feel bad about yourself?
Embarrassing!
That's a said no verse ever. This is demonic teaching, you guys. Bill can't even live up to his own nonsense. See, Bill has never healed anyone. Bill has never raised anyone from the dead. Bill has never casted out any demons. And Bill has never cleansed any lepers. Bill Johnson is a fraud. Bethel Church is evil and is one of the most dangerous churches in America. Please stop buying into this man-centered nonsense. The Bible's clear that we have no authority. Why? Because Jesus has all the authority, according to Matthew 28, verse 18. See, Bethel's message is all about you and what you can do and the power that supposedly just resides all in you. You're just a superhero that glows in the dark. It's not, and you have to hear this, Bethel's teaching, it's not about relying on Jesus. It's not about trusting Jesus. And it's not about preaching Jesus. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, "For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." See, our focus as followers of Jesus is Jesus. It's not miracles, signs, and wonders. We have not been given that power or authority, but we have been commanded by Jesus to make disciples, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to teach what Jesus has commanded, and to preach the word.